happy Tuesday to all Hank fans and families who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Arriving on the eighth day of the fourth month of 2025, 98 and 267 left to go. We got 12 days until Easter. Easter falling late, but it's coming fast. I have to invite somebody to church. I need to do that. Church told me to do that. 27 days until Cinco de Mayo, 33 left until Mother's Day, and 1 week until taxes are due. It is, on the other side of things, National Empanada Day. It is Zoo Lovers Day, which it's unfortunate that they had to cancel the zoo run this past Saturday. Especially when they release the lions. That's a really fun part. International Pageant Day. It is International Feng Shui Awareness Day. I don't know if we have feng shui rules in place here in the studio. Definitely when we don't. We don't when we have the tank in here. And International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Be careful, some of them have hammers. On this date in history, 1766, the first ever fire escape was created. Probably by necessity. On this date in 1879, milk was sold in glass bottles for the very first time. On this date in 74, Hank Aaron hits his 715th homer. Breaks Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. Should still stand. On this date in 1980, CBS airs the TV movie The Gambler, starring one Kenny Rogers. And it would have about as many spinoffs and sequels as a Taylor Sheridan production. On this date in TV history, 1990, 10 years later, Twin Peaks, Very Weird, premiered on ABC. And 25 years ago today, 2000, Saturday Night Live did the More Cowbell sketch with Christopher Walken. Wanting more cowbell. There it is. We did it. Did the voice. On this date in 2009, Somali pirates hijacked a U.S. ship, cargo ship. And everybody made it out amazingly okay because of Tom Hanks. So on this date, it's a documentary. I've seen it. 2019, same date in 2019. We were embroiled in the whole bribing college scandal with Felicity Huffman and then Lori Loughlin. They both paid money to get their kids into school. Just do it the old-fashioned way and pay money to get your kids into school. And on this date back in 2020, Joe Biden wins the Democratic Party's nomination.
Come on, man.
We tried to have fun for those 4 years, didn't we? We did. I think we did okay. Don't hear much from him anymore. Happy Tuesday birthday cakes to one of Taylor Swift's exes. I know, narrow it down. Matt Healy, he's a lead singer of the 1975s, yet he is 36. Okay. Tyrone Noah Smith is 41. He is the youngest kid from Home Improvement. Is 41 today. Don't celebrate. I mean, happy birthday to him. Actor Taylor Kitsch, 44. Patricia Arquette, 57. Robin Wright, House of Cards, 59. Julian Lennon, 62. Richard Hatch, the first ever winner of Survivor, is 64 today. He's the one that wouldn't wear any clothes and then subsequently didn't pay any taxes on his winnings. Tax day in a week. He did time. And then Dukes of Hazzard, legend and good friend of the show, happy birthday, 65 today, John Schneider. Hope you have a good, 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 good.